thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about an ever-growing phenomenon, the fear of missing out on something. Be with us and make sure that you don't miss out on anything important. Yael? Please. Yeah, being afraid of missing out on something always existed. I even remember myself as a girl going shopping, should I choose this or that? But this phenomenon is really growing lately. We see people all the time on their smartphones, so God forbid there won't be a mail that we don't read, a WhatsApp that we miss. We see the number of messages growing. We can't hold ourselves back. We have to see exactly who sent what, even if we're driving, even if we're watching a movie, even if we're sitting in a restaurant. Everywhere in life, it's the most important thing that we have to do. Sometimes I give lectures, I participate in lectures. I see the people there sitting, especially focused on their smartphones. And in between, also listen to other things, meaning we want to be in both places. So it's a fear of missing out on different events, opportunities, missing out on what my friends are doing. It tremendously grew, of course, with the new technologies, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and there are new things now. And we'd really like to find out the essence of this phenomenon. Why did it grow so much lately? And we have many more other questions about it, but we'd like to start with the question of people are really experiencing an anxiety of missing out on something. It's called FOMO. That I'm afraid that I'll miss out on something, that I won't be in, that I won't know. What are people actually afraid of? How do you see this as a Kabbalist? The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that all of nature, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, is the will to receive pleasure. The desire to receive, as we call it in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the desire to absorb what's good and to emit what's bad. According to the measure of the development of that desire, the desire, it also has to be balanced with the mind, with the brain that accompanies it, to choose exactly what is for its benefit, what's not, and to act accordingly, and to get the maximum out of the situation that will allow it to enjoy life. This is how our will to receive has to function usually. But there are many disturbances here. First of all, because I'm influenced by the environment. It could be a good influence, it could be a bad one. But it really determines, actually, the direction of my development. We know how much we, especially human beings, from childhood and on, depend on our environment, that I want what he has and what she has, and a small child that sees someone that has some kind of toy, he wants exactly what the other has. I'll give you the same toy. No, I want what he has in his hands. So the fear to miss out on something is natural. And it depends on the environment, and it depends on the person himself to some measure. And eventually, we realize it, whether we like it or not, and this also causes us to develop. And we can't say that it's something negative that we should get rid of. Because what will happen if we don't learn from our environment, if we won't want to hear or see the different options that we have to enjoy life in the most complete way? Let's put it that way. And therefore, it's good. the fear of missing out on something, on the one hand. On the other hand, it can, of course, be bad. If I'm in an environment that doesn't develop me correctly, that doesn't help me discover what the meaning of life, what the correct purpose of life is, and then I waste my life. And also throughout life, I run around and I do things that are needless or that are even to my detriment and to the detriment of others, and later it comes back to me. Meaning, the fear of missing out on something is good if we connect it to a method, to the correct method, that gives a person the ability to really feel the meaning of life. What's the main thing in life? To correctly weigh, consider what's beneficial, what's not. What are the options of achieving one thing or another? What is the importance of each and everything? Because if we just look at people nowadays, where everyone's nourished by the media that wants to confuse us about what's important in life, you have to run, otherwise you might miss out on something. And you know, it's all about marketing. And of course, all these things confuse a person. And so we've reached a state where our entire life is a competition over who's going to confuse whom. And if, with the help of rating, with the help of different tricks, I can bring to people's awareness that there is a fear of missing out on what I'm selling, on what I'm doing, then of course I'm a hero, I'm great, I can be rich, and so on. Meaning there's a problem here in politics, economy, and everything. The main thing that they want to instill in the public is the fear of missing out on that specific thing that I want to sell. Therefore, we develop the fear of missing out on something. There are entire channels on television and everywhere that there's a great sale and this and that. In short, it's all very professional, and there are universities and faculties that teach how to do it. In short, how can we lie to people and sell them the most important things so that they'll really think that they can really miss out on something, lose something, and that they have to get it? This one time before Christmas, there was this big sale.
Black Friday.
Or that there is a launch of a new smartphone and so on, so people are standing in line. Yeah, for 2-3 days. This is serious. It's something that, I don't know. That's how it is. And why recently? Because what you're talking about always existed. Always a person had to choose to watch this or to watch that movie, to buy this or to buy that. There was always a feeling of missing out on something, and it really led people to development. Yeah, but there wasn't such competition. There wasn't such abundance. I went to a shop. I saw, do they have what I want or don't they? I went to a second or third shop. And finally, I bought clothes, suppose. And I also had the time for it. And it was all calm, and it was customary to do so. Today it's not calm. Today, people say that they don't know what to choose because they're afraid that if they'll buy this, later they won't be able to buy that and that too. They understand that they eventually have a limited budget. And people say that when you go into a store with all the options, you get dizzy. people also jump on you.
Yeah.
And there's something about this feeling that whatever you do in life, you're afraid of missing out on another option. It's hard to focus on something, to take a decision. The problem is that we don't know what's important in life. This is where it comes from. Because if I know that this and that's important for me, then I'm no longer confused. I know that this is the only niche from which I need things. If I have a baby and I go to the store, I won't get confused and buy myself a dress. I know that I'm really concerned with taking care of my baby. And all the rest, I'm not afraid of missing out on something else that has to do with something completely different than my baby. There's nothing precious in life that will direct us, and then, at least, that realm that I'm afraid of missing out on will narrow down to a state where I'll know that, okay, this is what I need. People are confused. All in all, they don't get that much money, and suddenly they feel that they spent it on things that they don't really need. How did we reach a state where we don't know? Because we're under the influence of the environment. And the influence of the environment determines and confuses me. In order to read an article on the internet, a serious article, I have to clear it 10 times during the reading because every time something else pops up. All the advertisements and everything. Yeah? You really can't focus on something. So when you're talking about the influence of the environment, you're talking about the media and the marketing and the everything, of course. So meaning even if I'm in a good environment with good values, my social environment, suppose, you can't be calm there. It won't help me. They want to get you out of there and bring you to the market. And there are millions of people sitting around the world learning how to get to you and catch your attention. And instill this fear of missing out on something that they want to sell or give you. Okay, up till now you talked especially about the aspects of marketing, advertisement of different products, and standing in front of a shelf with infinite amount of options. Let's talk about a different realm, social realm. Today, when I'm having dinner with my children and my wife, the biggest challenge, my biggest challenge is to bring them to a state where they won't be on their phones, but that they'll be together, looking at each other, so that the family dinner won't look like this. This is how it is. Now, when I'm trying to understand, isn't it possible to put it aside for a few minutes? Not, God forbid, turn it off, but just to put it aside for a few minutes. Then sometimes I get an answer that, but my friends, I'm not going to talk to anyone, don't worry. But it's just that if they'll write me something, so I won't miss out. Now, this phenomenon, of course, it's not a part of the generation that you grew up in or that I grew up in, but researchers say that this is going to be the mental illness of the 21st century, the fear of missing out on something. Now, in this aspect of that something's going on with my friends and I'm not up to date, I'm missing out. My friends, maybe they're not having a family dinner now. They're living the life. They're online all the time. Everyone knows what's going on with everyone. And me? I'm on hold for 30 minutes now if I put the phone aside. I miss out on plenty of things, and it drives me crazy. I simply can't do it. It's not that I don't want to enjoy the family gathering. Maybe I do, but maybe now I'm missing out on something very big and important. I don't think that it's something very big and important. But you're used to all the time being nourished by it. And then if you're not connected with them, it means as if you don't exist. You put yourself into great inner stress then. It's like oxygen. You as if take yourself out of the normal flow of life that you got used to for years and years in a row. And you're not used to thinking even. You're used to thinking while reading SMS messages or WhatsApp and so on. While reading them, you can think about anything else. It doesn't matter. But one on the background of the other. This is how people are used to living their life already. I don't think that we can forcefully disconnect or disconnect the children from it. They'll suffer. They'll hate this family dinner. We have to go with them until, really, I hope that it'll pass. What are people really afraid of missing out on? There's a feeling that people feel their life in the increased will to receive, in the desire to receive pleasure, in the desire to fulfill themselves, in the desire to know what the meaning, what the purpose of life is, in the desire to be in, to be in everything, everywhere, to feel what's going on. And it's actually, it's as if a good inclination, but because it isn't fulfilled with the right content, that I don't know what I'm living for. I don't know what's really going on with me in each and every moment. Am I coming closer to the truth or something? I want to know and be in control. What does the fear to miss out on something mean? It's the fear to miss out on the complete fulfillment of my life. And this is what everyone's in, grown-ups and children. Only with grown-ups like me, then we have a habit from the past, when there were no phones and so on. I remember times when there were no televisions. When I was about 6 or 7, then they started selling TV sets, these big boxes. You said that this fear will pass. How? Because it seems that it only goes and grows. I'll give you an example. You give a really interesting lecture. A certain percentage of the public that came to your lecture because they want to listen to what you have to say, during the lecture, they have to check what's going on. They're not checking what's going on. They have to calm themselves down, that they're connected to the web. What's so calming about it? A person feels that without that, he's not in the flow of life. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. He doesn't know what's going on in the country, in the family. What about my relatives? What about my friends? What about this? What about that? What do people think about me? What do I have to think about? A person has to nourish himself. Without that, it seems to him that he's an empty space. And you said that the fact that they're connected to the network, the internet? A certain social network, the web. Okay, the internet, and so that gives them a feeling that they're alive, that they're in this world, that they understand. It's done so on purpose. I already told you, there are millions of people in the world that are working in order to connect us to this and confuse us and to direct us at what they need. These are people that are being paid, these experts on the web. They get paid lots of money so that this web will work the way the elites need it, the different managers need it, heads of governments. I understand the interests behind this, but I want to understand the essence of things, because I heard you say that if I'm not there, I don't exist. And this is really what my kids experience. Yeah, this is what they feel. In a very sharp way, the way you describe it, right? They can't do without it. It's like breastfeeding. It's their oxygen, yeah. I remember that when we were abroad, we couldn't connect to the net. And my daughter, she was afraid that when she'll come back, she won't know what to talk to her friends about. You know, it's an existential fear. It makes me laugh sometimes, but it's really an existential fear. Today, the feeling that I exist is different than it was in the past. Today, I feel that I exist because I know many things, that I'm connected with many information sources. There's like a multi-experience. You're in this and in this and in that and several realities at the same time. They want to fill you up with different things that someone decided that this is what's good for you to see and fill yourself with. Is it only an external interest, or did something really change in our inner structure? No, of course, we're built correspondingly in our generation that we do have to be connected to the web, but not this web, a different web, a web in which all of us are connected at heart, where we're all connected as one interconnected human system where we feel each other. We really have to reach a state where we become as one man and one heart, even though that all of our desires are different, but when they'll connect, how? Because we have a mutual goal. You're different, and so am I, and so is Owen, and everyone is. Very different. But when we rise above our differences towards one goal, then suddenly we discover that our differences are actually for our own benefit, that each of us can complete their part in the puzzle, and then all of us achieve one goal, meaning that if we're different but we have the same intention, we benefit, we gain as a result. This is what we need. Meaning, our generation is designed to reach an interconnected system between us, a system that ties our hearts together, our desires, and also our minds, our intentions. And if we reach that, or we pay attention to what we have to come to, then we really perform a big correction on ourselves, on our souls, on our world. But if we still don't understand what is it all given to us for, and our desires, even though that they're yearning for some kind of a ceaseless general connection for the entire world to be connected this way, but we still don't know how to manage our inclination towards this kind of connection, then I'd say that we're miserable. We're in exile from the true reality that's supposed to be revealed to us. And this is what's called being Pharaoh's slaves. In the upcoming years, will the fear of missing out on something increase or decrease? Increase? So where is it leading us? To a state where eventually we will acknowledge what is it given to us for, that it came from nature. It's not that someone developed it. Someone's navigating these things, directing them, different professionals that work for money, for the elites, different stakeholders. But actually, this comes from nature, this desire. And it was given to us in order for us to achieve connection among us. How does the fear of missing out on something have to do with connection? You also said that it'll go and grow. The meaning of life, the purpose of life, our connection in order to achieve an eternal upper life, to reveal the upper force that controls this network, that truly controls it, not the different hackers, wherever they are. So how can we use the fear of missing out on something for good purposes in order to direct ourselves to the correct place? It won't come from the same sources as it comes from today. It'll come from a big crisis and from those that can explain about the true meaning of life. What should we miss out on in life, in your opinion, and what shouldn't we? We have to respect the inclination to be connected on the web, even though that it's a bad web, truly hideous, that's eating us alive, robbing us of our entire life. Alongside with it, we have to understand that the light excels from the darkness. So we have to go into this darkness where we really lose our entire life in this web, constantly being immersed in our smartphones on the one hand. On the other hand, through this, we'll reach the light, that we'll understand that we have to be connected to a different web. There is the stinky web, and there is a spiritual web. But what is the spiritual web in a sentence? The spiritual web that connects our hearts, different hearts, to one intention, to reach the meaning of life. And what is it like to feel that I'm connected at heart with others? I'll feel that everyone's connected with me at heart towards one intention, one goal, and we'll really start attaining things there. We have the fear of missing out on something. It will propel us. But when we'll have this inclination, when we'll be in it, I'll feel tranquility and peace in it. It won't give me anxiety like now. No, on the contrary. Tranquility, rest, but maybe you're missing out on something. No, they'll go together, the inclination to attain the goal and the fear of missing out. Both. The fear of missing out and what's the other part? Also the feeling of pleasure from the harmony that I feel in nature, because I feel that everyone's connected, and not through their smartphones. The smartphones disappear. In our mutual feeling, we start feeling ourselves existing in a spiritual web that connects all of us together at heart, that we're all connected. And this is the state that we'll reach, that we'll come to. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time's up. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.